Hey, hey, and welcome to Daddy Mojo. It's the podcast where we'll talk about parenting, all-age comic books, toys, and more. Now, here's your host, Trey Burley.
Hey, it's Trey with Daddy Mojo. This week on the podcast, we're going to take a look at two miniseries you thought you would never see. One miniseries that's going to be great for kids that want to see Pacific Rim, but need to skew it just a bit younger. A Black Panther $1 comic, and an original graphic novel called Surfside Girls. That is fabulous. It's this week on the podcast. If you like the sounds of the 80s, the decade of the 80s, you're going to dig the background music this week. It's from Frau Howl. My German pronunciation could be butchering just a slight, but he's a German cat, German producer, German instrumentalist, and German rock star. And this is some of his instrumental stuff. Check out all of his stuff, why don't you? Over at Free Music Archive. Hello, this is Trey with Daddy Mojo. Thank you again for checking out the podcast. You can reach us anytime by email, Trey, T-R-E-Y, at daddymojo.net, Twitter, at daddymojo, and of course, if you have any comments, that would be super if you could leave them down below from the podcast directory that brought you here, so more folks can discover some of these cool all-age graphic novels and comic books that we're going to talk about this week. And this week, you know what, there's really no way to sugarcoat it. It's kind of a skint week for some of the new all-age comics. Some weeks are high, some weeks are low. This week is a little low. That doesn't mean that there aren't any really cool new comics coming out that are going to be great for young readers, including this miniseries that we've been looking forward to for a while, ever since the side part of it got canceled. That may not be a good barometer, but it's a great comic book. It really is, and I have high hopes for this miniseries. It's Adventure Time Regular Show. This is a miniseries from Boom Studios, and it features one of the comic books that we loved from Boom Studios so much, Regular Show, as well as its slightly more successful sister series, Adventure Time. Of course, if you watch Cartoon Network, you're down with both of these cartoons, and they're funny, they're very weird, they're surreal, and if you have a child who is 8 and up, they know this because it's one of the most popular shows in that demographic. And parents, if you've seen this show and you're like, you know what, I don't want my 8-year-old watching this, I hear you, and I feel you, and I understand what you say, and that's all the more reason why you need to embrace this comic book. Because the comic book version of both Adventure Time and Regular Show, individually in their monthly series, it is tamer than the cartoon series. That's not to say it's not as funny. It's just that the vocal acting and the vocal talent brings about a little... That brings about the part of the shows that you don't like. The sass and the attitude and the whoof that you do not want your child repeating, that's in the TV show. I understand that, because I don't really let our 7-year-old watch Adventure Time or Regular Show, even though I like it, and it's funny. It really is great stuff. Our 9-year-old cousin isn't really too into it. I don't know why, he just isn't. But this comic book is off the chain, really is, and this is one that I would not hesitate to let a 7-year-old read, even though there's no way they will understand all of the humor in this, not because it's adult or inappropriate humor, just because it's so weird they haven't been introduced to it yet. Ages 9 and up, they're immediately going to love this, and it's a funny, funny, funny miniseries. It's Adventure Time Regular Show. It's a miniseries from Boom Studios, and we love it. We really do. Now, when it comes to young reader books, we often talk about the Step Into Reading series from Random House. Great series of books. We profiled that last week on the podcast. Something else that comes out not quite as frequently, but as good, or maybe even slightly better, depending upon what you're looking for most in your young reader graphic novels or books. They're these things. It's Stone Arch Books. Now, Stone Arch Books, they're an imprint of Capstone. Capstone is, in a way, it's like Scholastic. They have an army's worth of books that are devoted to young readers. I mean, I'm talking elementary to middle school readers. And they have a canon of superhero books, and this week has a whole slew of them coming out. One I'm going to look at here is Batman and Robin. It's a trade paperback Catwoman's perfect plot. Perfect. Now, this is an original, I don't want to call it a graphic novel, because it's not, because these books from Capstone, they concentrate as much on the reading and the art as they do as other books. Like, some people don't like graphic novels, and I understand this, parents, because it takes away the reading aspect. It doesn't make the young readers read, because there's so much art that it moves the story forward. That's the difference in these books from Capstone and Stone Arch books, in that, say there's a two-page, you open up two pages. It may have two full pages of art with maybe 3 to 4 paragraphs. And that's going to move the story more forward than simply the 2 pages of art. The price point's also really out of the park for this. If you buy it in retail, it's going to be just under $6, and that's going to be for 88 pages. Boom! What a great deal that is. And this week has 4 of these books coming out. There's the Batman and Robin, Catwoman's Perfect Plot that I mentioned, Batman and Robin, Riddler's Battleship Blitz, and 2 Justice League titles: Justice League Amazon and Planetary Reboot, and Justice League trade paperback Dark Seed and Fires of Apocalypse. And again, if you're a parent and you've said, you know what, I've seen the Dark Seed, man, some of these DC villains just agitate me, because it's like we're spelling the name slightly differently, so we say it differently, and it's like I feel like I have to put apostrophe sick, S-I-C, whenever I say these things. But anyway, it's out there. So parents, it's out there. You'll dig it. And kids, this is the neat one, because these books will vary between grades 1 through 6 that they're going to be okay for. They'll all be okay content-wise, but so far as reading-wise, they may be a little more difficult or easy. So check these out in your local bookstore, online, or of course your local comic book store, and you can find it. Another mini-series that is also a team-up, that is one that my feline friends out there, and you know who you are, you thought you'd never see, because you're talking 1 old-school established cartoon cat and 1 much more contemporary grumpy cat. Of course, the first cat loves lasagna. Who am I talking about? Jim Davis fans. Holla! It's Grumpy Cat Garfield. This is a miniseries, issue 1 of 3, from Dynamite Entertainment. And I kind of have to smile just looking at this, because you parents out there thought that Garfield was kind of played out. But this is a great example of an older property kind of being not reinvented. I'll say reimagined. Not even that, because it's the same Garfield. Smarmy, sleepy, loves lasagna. But he's being reintroduced to a whole new group of younger readers who only know this internet cat, this grumpy cat. And it's in print. It's from Dynamite Entertainment. Fun stuff. Priced at just under $3, just under $4 at $3.99. Buy through the links. It's $3.59, and it's a mini series, 1 of 3. Comes out this week. And again, the cover, it looks like a Prel commercial or the Brady Bunch opening, where it's all a bunch of squares, a bunch of rectangles, with Grumpy Cat looking the same in every picture. Every other picture is a cat. It's Garfield, Grumpy, Garfield, Grumpy, Garfield, Grumpy. And Garfield is trying to ham it up. He's looking surprised, looking hungry, looking sleepy. Ah, there here's a fork. Now he's got his tongue out. It's silly, and ages 4 and up are going to like this. You parents, too, if you let down your guard long enough and say you like it. Now, for slightly older readers who want to dig into some really cool science fiction action that is produced by an all-star team, check out this one. It's Mech Cadet U. It's a miniseries. Issue 1 of 4 is out this week. And it's from Boom Studios. It's from Greg Pak and Takeshi Miyazawa. Takeshi is one of the cats behind Ms. Marvel. Ms. Marvel is one of those series that solidly hits it out of the park for teens, and to an extent tweens, every time it comes out. really does. And Greg Pak, he's the dude behind a totally awesome Hulk. Again, that's a series for teens. Fabulous. Great. This one is going to skew a little bit younger, and it's got a Pacific Rim vibe to it. Because you're talking aliens, big giant robot aliens from outer space. They come to Earth once a year, and they bond with some young cadets from the Sky Corps Academy to help train them to defend the world from terrifying aliens who come to attack the planet every year. Yay! Happy stuff, isn't it? This year, they may have picked the wrong kid. Or did they? I love it. But I loved Pacific Rim. And I'm kind of bummed that Pacific Rim got pushed back a little bit on its release date. However, if you're a kid, say 7 and up, or if you have a child, 7 and up, and they want to get into some cool robot action, check out Mech Cadet U. It's a miniseries, issue 1 of 4. It's out this week in some Boom Studios. And really excited to get your hands on that one. You will be once you look at it. Do you have a child who is in, to an extent, upper elementary through middle school? If not, do you know a librarian who is in middle school? If you do, ask that librarian, how big is manga? How big is manga in that middle school library? They will probably look at you like you have 3 heads, because manga is the most, and speaking from a public library perspective, manga is one of the most checked out series or genre of books that they have there. It's one that they constantly have to reorder, and part of that is due to the frequency that it's checked out, and part of it is due to its construction. So, hey, manga producers, just for the libraries out there, make it a little stronger if you could. But this week has a really cool manga coming out. Disney manga Tangled. Now, this is the first time that Tangled has gotten the manga treatment. Kaki Shiori from Tokyopop. She is doing this. And it looks really cool. Who is this going to be good for? I'll call it good for Disney fans, of course. Good for manga fans. Good for anime fans. And good for reluctant readers. And that, to an extent, is where manga and anime books that are derived from anime properties, that's where they succeed so well. Because maybe kids or reluctant readers don't want to jump into books, but they like the way and the beauty of manga and the way it's presented. And if you've never seen manga, it's worth just kind of looking at it and say, okay, so this is what the kids are talking about when they talk manga. Yeah, check it out. If you haven't, check it out. Also, follow the links and you can get 30% off all manga titles for a short period of time over at tfaw.com, one of the best sites out there to get some graphic novels, books, pop culture stuff, shirts, salt shakers that are in Star Wars shapes, all kinds of wacky things. A great graphic novel, a great original graphic novel that comes out this week is this one, Surfside Girls. This is book one. It's called The Secret of Danger Point. It's a love letter to summer, friendship, spooky towns, abandoned houses, the imagination of tweens and teens, and things that lie beneath. It's from Top Shelf Productions, and it stars 2 female tweens in a small coastal town at the end of summer, and the things that they describe. And it's really fabulous. It draws you in almost immediately. And it's fun to read. It really is. It's going to be great for boys or girls. Because of the girls, the girls are the main focal point in this. It's going to be more attractive to them. However, boys, if you let yourself into this, it's spooky and it's fun. And it's got just enough realism to where you say, okay, it's not straight up silly Scooby-Doo stuff. It's kind of real, and it's kind of weird, and it kind of could happen in my town, and that vacant house next to me kind of scares me now, and I want to go check it out, even though I know nothing may or may not be dangerous in it. This is fun stuff, and the art is really beautiful. It's drawn in such a unique way that I really haven't seen anything like it in a while. It's created, rather, by Kim Dwinell, and it's beautiful, It's really unique, and I think you'll dig it. It's Surfside Girls, The Secret of Danger Point. It's Trey with Daddy Mojo.
Thanks for listening to Daddy Mojo. Be sure to tune in next time. For more information on any of the things we talked about today, just check out the website, daddymojo.net, or hit us up at Daddy Mojo on social media.